What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Phil.
And I'm Leroy. And before we start, I'm going to give a shout out to Bahama Papa. I guess that's how you pronounce it. It's B-A-H-A-M-A-P-A-P-A 817 on Reddit. He gave us a message from last week's episode, the Eagles versus Bills. He replied, "This is good. As a Cowboys fan, I threw up in my mouth listening to this bullshit. but good back and forth and good points." And he asked me some technical questions. I'm not going to say it on here. But shout outs to him and thank you for listening, even though you're a Cowboys fan. I replied to him. I said, well, he wanted to be on as a guest. And I said, from the first Cowboys game, I said, well, the next Cowboys game is on Sunday Night Football, and I'll probably be asleep by halftime. So I don't think that's going to happen. So shout out to him, even though he's a Cowboys fan, and thanks for listening. And today, we got another back-to-back home game. Lincoln Financial Field, the Philadelphia Eagles are playing the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are 3-point favorites, and the over and under is 47.5. So, Phil, give us your thoughts on this game.
I think it should be a good defensive game. Our defensive line and our linebackers, they need to get on Purdy ass, because if you get on him and fuck him up, he can get knocked out the game, or he can struggle like any quarterback. But if he's sitting in the pocket, they'll pick you apart. He don't throw a lot of bombs, but he's accurate as shit, like mid-range. So that's what'll kill you. And then Christian McCaffrey is a beast, too. Even though he's a little dude, he run hard. He makes smart decisions with his cuts and shit. So they got a nice little firepower. Their receivers, kind of suspect. They're good, but they're not great. So they was talking shit during the week. So hopefully we can shut the ass up.
Okay, now, do you see a problem that the Eagles are the underdog in this game?
Well, I talked about that last week, because even though we had the best record, that didn't make us the best team. So a lot of people got the 49ers as the best team. So if they got them as the best team, then of course we would be it's weird that we got the best record and we home and we're underdogs, but I see why. I think four games in a row now we had to come from behind and win.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like the only team that's in the top 10 that's as far as like wins and stuff, or top five, that's not a good defensive team. Most of the best teams in the league are in the top 10 in defense. We're like 12th or 14th in defense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you got to get it together. You can't slack on defense like and think you're going to go all the way and win the championship. Sooner or later in the playoffs, you're going to have to play some defense. And you can't keep coming back from behind trying to squeak out wins.
Right. The championship, NFC championship game, Christian McCaffrey had 15 carries, 84 yards rushing. Receiving, he had four receptions. Oh, he had a touchdown rushing. Receiving-wise, he was four receptions for 22 yards. People are saying Christian McCaffrey, but any running back really got off on the Eagles this year?
Well, didn't too. If you look at the last joint in the NFC player, his quarterback got knocked out the game. So then we can just focus in on him so he can't get off on us.
Okay, but what about this year? Has any running back really got off on the Eagles this year?
I can't think of any. I mean, it's been times where their running back was looking good, but you go up on a team, then they can't run the ball no more. So we've been in that position a couple times.
Right. And the Eagles front line has been getting props this week for stopping a run. The guy that does the reviews, hold on, let me get his YouTube real quick, because I listen to him pretty often. I have access to the all 22 films, but I don't like how it looks looking at it on television. Hold on, let me get his name real quick. He always does YouTube reviews on games and stuff, and he's been giving the Eagles props for the front line. They've been looking good. They was looking good the last game. Let me see if I can find it on here real quick.
That's them two big young boys we got.
Yeah, that's where he was. What is his name? It is Jackson Kruger. Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, Kruger, K-R-U-G-E-R, Sports. He's been doing a whole bunch of – he does film studies on the all 22 footage, and he's been talking about how Jordan Davis has been awesome. Playing last week and everything. So, like I say, I don't – and Jalen Carter also. And I don't see people have been talking about McCaffrey. And I'm like thinking like, well, what running back really got off on the Eagles? It's these damn quarterbacks. They be looking like damn all-stars. But it ain't no running back. Who came down to the Eagles a whole lot of – Eagles been a lot of shit, okay? They've been coming back wins and all that stuff like you said. But what running back came to town and ran up and down on the Eagles this year?
Well, but we haven't – have we played a team that their best player is their running back? I don't think so.
The Jets could have a good running game, but they don't use them properly. The football doctor, Pacheco, I don't know his first name. He's a good running back. What did he have against the Eagles? Let me see.
Yeah, but Pacheco, you talking about for Kansas City?
Yeah,
I'm talking about a team because he can go a game where he only get like 10 touches. So I'm talking about a team, their best players at running back where you know they got a focal point on him. Most of the teams we play is their quarterback or maybe some receiver or some shit like that, a tight end or something. But it's hardly any running backs that we've played where he's been the focal point of the offense.
Okay, so isn't that now like the guy had gave the Eagles props for the front line stopping the run. Doesn't that make that even better that they if they focus on the run and their best player is the running back, isn't that good for the Eagles because the front line has been looking good so they can easily stop the run?
It's good and it's bad because he's catching out of the backfield too. So if you got to worry about him running and catching and you're not putting pressure, it all comes down to the quarterback, really. If you don't put pressure on him, he's going to let McCaffrey eat on the ground and McCaffrey catching. And then if you play up on him, he's still got Deebo Samuel and that other receiver. What's his name? Ayuk. So yeah. Those guys are good. They probably look like superstars today against us because we've been slacking off on our pass coverage. So we'll see.
And somebody gave some other guy who also does the on Twitter. I don't remember his name. He gave Darius Slay props for the game. He said, "Yeah, it looked bad, but looking at the all 22 footage, that he was pretty good."
I don't know. I see him on the ass end of a few plays. Where's big play at? Because I ain't seen a big play all year. I seen one good interception from him.
So, what's your final score? Pause. The football doctor, Pacheco, he's 19 carries for 89 yards in that game against the Eagles. Well, go ahead.
I'm going to say kind of low because 49ers got defense. I got the Eagles winning. I'm going to say 17-24 Eagles.
Okay, see, I have it 24. I have it 24-20. The Eagles. I think it's going to be a close game. This has got to be the game here that we don't let no quarterback looking like having the best game ever.
Shit, we've been talking about this all week. I mean, all season. And it's been the same shit every damn week. Mm-hmm. That's because our defense that bend but don't break bullshit. We're giving them 10-yard cushions. So they're catching short passes, and they can take it to the house and keep getting first down, marching down the field. And then a quarterback looks so accurate, but he's throwing, like, small passes, tens and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add?
Not really.
All right. We'll be back at halftime. We should have a guest coming on. We'll get to that when at the post-game show. Well, we'll be back at halftime.
All right. Peace out. E-A-T-L-E-S,
Eagles! All right, we back. It's halftime. The Eagles are losing 14-6. Here's some quick stats. On the San Francisco side, Brock Purdy, 9-for-15, 118 yards, 1 touchdown. Rushing, McCaffrey, 7 carries, 32 yards, 1 touchdown. Receiving, George Kittle, 3 receptions, 60 yards. How do you pronounce Utchik's name?
Ayuk.
4 receptions, 36 yards, 1 touchdown. On the Eagles side, we got Jalen Hurts, 13-for-22, 143 yards. Rushing, ain't really much rushing here on the Eagles side. We got Jalen Hurts, 3 carries for 11 yards, and Swift has 4 carries for 8 yards. Receiving side, we have A.J. Brown, 4 receptions, 68 yards. Devontae Smith, 4 receptions for 48 yards. And when I made the comment on halftime about the second quarter, when I said the new NFL defense, and you say, yeah, no defense. No, I disagree. What the Eagles do is they let them run down the field. Then when it gets in the red zone, they'll try to play defense.
That's saying no defense. If you keep letting the team get all the way down to the red zone, then you want to step up. That's no defense. And your defensive coordinator is trash because we called that before the game. We're giving them this underneath cushion, 10 yards, so they can catch these passes all day underneath.
There's no way. George Kittle is one of the best tight ends in the league. There's no way that he's so wide open like that, he gets a 32-yard run. Right. That just stopped everything right there. There's no – he should be – everywhere he goes on the field, there should be a man watching him.
Where and that going. One play that the announcer said, that was good coverage. It was not the dude pushed our receiver way before the ball got there.
Yes, his hands was
on him.
Both
his hands.
Yes, his hands was on him.
And then when we were in the red zone, one of those plays they got broken up by A.J. Brown. The guy had his arm hooked in front of the ref face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what you would like to see in the second half?
coverage. They're not playing. It's like we pressure on Purdy. But if the pressure not there, then 10 and under underneath is open all day. You got to put pressure on those guys. Let those guys play a tighter coverage. You don't got to give them that much cushion.
What type of defensive scheme is this? This isn't zone. What do you call it? What would you call this?
Soft coverage.
Okay.
But it's bullshit. And our defensive coordinator don't know what he's doing because we've been saying the same shit all week. And the offensive coordinator the same way. All week we've been saying, Where's Swift? They'll use him in the second half, but why go down? Why not use it when it worked? We've sitting there up six with the ball. So there's no way we should be down right now. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
And any other time our coach is aggressive, now all of a sudden he's settling for field goals, you got to take this team and put them away while they down.
Yep. So the Eagles get the ball back. No, the Eagles, San Francisco gets the ball back in the second half.
Right.
If they let them score right here, this game is over.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is. If they get 21 points, 21-6, this game is over.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is. They better stop them this drive, and they better score when they get the ball back. They can score a field goal. But they better score something.
All season, we've been playing better in the second half. So let's hopefully we stick to that. But we also been getting the ball back in the second half too. So if you know you're not getting the ball back in the second half, you need to put points on the board.
And here's another thing. What's up with all these screen passes today?
I don't know.
Now, our boy Devontae Smith did a good run in that 3rd and 19. Why is it 3rd and 19 you running the screen play? I'm confused. That makes no sense whatsoever to be 3rd and 19 and running screenplay. I'm saying to myself, damn, it sure is a lot of screenplays. A lot of screenplays, and there's a lot of throws to the running back.
Mm-hmm. And Jalen Hurts is still holding the ball way too long.
Yes.
Some of those plays, he could have just got rid of the ball if ain't nobody there, and he still just rather hold the ball and take a sack. What's that about?
I guess maybe he worried about turning the ball over. I don't know. One of the guys at work was he never has anything positive to say about Jalen Hurts. He just says he's an athlete, not a good not a good quarterback. And he says that he throws the ball is either in the dirt or it's overthrown, the McNabb line. And I'm saying to myself, I don't care if it's in the dirt or overthrown, long as he don't turn the ball over, it's cool with me.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's about in the NFL. If your quarterback don't turn the ball over, regardless of how many yards and touchdowns he got, as long as he ain't the reason, a lot of times you're in the game.
Right. Like our boy C.J. Stroud. Now he's playing good. He doesn't turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. And then the team almost has a chance to be in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is supposed to be a rebuilding year for them.
Yep. Nobody thought he was going to be on some MVP level shit.
Yep. Anything else you want to add?
Not really.
All right, y'all. We'll be back in at the end of the game, the post game for the wrap up. Wish us luck.
All right.
All right, we back. The Eagles lost 42-19. Some quick stats. On the 49ers side, Brock Purdy, 19 for 27, 314 yards, 4 touchdowns. Rushing, Christian McCaffrey, 17 carries, 93 yards, 1 touchdown. Deebo Samuels, 3 carries, 22 yards, 1 touchdown. Receiving side, Deebo, 4 receptions, 116 yards, 2 touchdowns. George Kittle, 4 receptions, 68 yards. On the Eagles side, we got Jalen Hurts, 26 for 45, 298 yards, 1 touchdown. Marcus Mariota was 2 for 3 for 16. Rushing, that's the problem with the Eagles. No one really rushed. Jalen Hurts, 7 carries for 20 yards. Devontae Smith, 6 carries, 1 touchdown for Jalen Hurts, too. Swift, 6 carries for 13 yards. On the receiving side, we got A.J. Brown, 8 receptions, 114 yards. And Devontae Smith, 9 receptions, 96 yards, 1 touchdown. Like I said at halftime, if the 49ers went and scored when they got the ball back the second half, the game was over. Damn near every time they touched the ball after that, they scored since then. The Eagles.
It was five straight possessions that they scored touchdowns.
Yep.
So that goes back to what I said at the beginning of the game. Our defense is trash, and we're not one of the elite teams with a 12 or 14 plays defense.
Okay, I'm a jump on the Eagles side for a split second with you. All right, now, and they played a hard game last week, right? So they played a hard game last week. The week after that was the Chiefs. So you had the Super Bowl winning Chiefs. You had Buffalo Bills, which was a hard game. They're in a weird little string of games right here. Not to mention you have Dallas next week. So something had to give. They weren't going to come out of this game clean.
You didn't have to do that, but you still could have played better.
Agreed. But you're not coming out of this clean. Now, if they look like shit next week, okay. Now, okay.
You gave up 40-something points. You're supposed to be the best team, supposedly, in the league. Come on, now.
Well, shit, Phillip, the game was over with. When they scored 14 in the fourth quarter, right?
They scored 14 every quarter, I think, except the first.
Okay, so the fourth quarter, we ain't going to count that because the damn game was over. You know they didn't give up.
You still got your starters in like a dumbass.
Well, hey, they could have took them out. That's why I said I would have just kept Marcus in the game.
Swift almost got a concussion on that hit.
Yep, and
then what's the name got popped at the knees. That could have blew his kneecap out. Hurts.
Well, they said that it was a concussion protocol.
I'm not talking about when he went out. I'm talking about in the fourth quarter while he was still playing. He got tackled low, and it should have been a penalty, but he got tackled low, and that was like at his knees. Right. Imagine if that would have blew his kneecaps out. You'd be like, why the fuck is he in the game when you're getting blown out like this?
Yep. They should have just kept Marcus. And I've been talking about this, bringing the second team. They should have just kept Marcus in the game. The game was damn over with. Mm-hmm. So you know they pretty much gave up. So, I mean, on paper, it looks 42 points okay. But in reality, you know that game was they didn't really
score. The problem was we never tried to establish the run in the first half. And then in the second half, we down, so now you can't run.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's stupid because why our running back only have 4 carries in the first half and 2 in the second half? I don't care about this you down, you can't run shit. You should have been giving them carries when we were up.
Right.
I would say it's the coach, because a lot of times they'll say it's the offensive coordinator. I'm going to blame the coach because you know when your offensive coordinator is not running the ball. I ain't trying to hear that shit. You got your quarterback throwing 45 times and your running back only got 6 touches. Okay. And then the defensive coordinator is trash. He's been trash all year.
Sometimes he get props and sometimes he don't.
Nah, he's been trash all year. That's why we're not even in the top 10 in defense. Mm-hmm. And that shit, after this game, shit, we're going to drop down about 15 to 20.
Yep.
And like we said, they let Purdy sit back there and become a superstar. And then, like I said, the 49ers, if you don't hit Purdy, they just going to gear up on you and McCaffrey going to kill you. And McCaffrey killed us.
Yep. Mm-mm-mm. So, We can talk about next week's game is versus the Dallas Cowboys at their home field. It's a Sunday night game. So what's your thoughts on that one?
I think it's going to be a tough one for us. because it's always tough when you're playing your division games, and we already got one on them, so you know they're going to be hungry and trying to get us back.
Right.
I think we should still be able to win a close one. I don't think the Cowboys can run the ball either, and we don't run the ball, so it should be just a fucking passing affair.
So after that is the Seahawks. That's a Monday night game. After that is the Giants. See, this one is after the Seahawks, after this Dallas game, okay, they can relax a little bit, but they got to beat Dallas. But that's been a weird streak for the Eagles. So something had to give, and they had a tough game last week. Something had to give. So they look like shit, but I'm not giving them a pass. But I can say they did have. No, I'm not giving them a pass, but it was a hard game. You can't come back. You can't go from last week playing a hard game than just going against one of the best teams in the league and looking like a Super Bowl contender. It's going to be hard.
You don't got to win, but you can put up a fight. We ain't even put up a fight today.
They put up a fight in the first quarter.
Fight shit.
In the first quarter, they put up a fight.
They ain't put on no damn fight.
You just said it. They had 6 points.
Yeah, fucking trash.
Hey,
we need to go ahead and sign our boy Ertz back, because you ain't have a tight end catch one ball, did he?
Yeah, did he drop it at the end? I'm not.
I don't remember seeing no tight end catch. The bottom line is we got no play from the tight end today. So shit, we might as well go ahead and bring Ertz back.
No, he had it was thrown to him his way and he dropped it.
Yeah, but still okay. So still no nothing by the tight end.
Well, what the hell? Why sign all these people back when you got Julio Jones you don't use and you got Rashard Penny who you don't use? Why add Hurts? Like, well, what's the name will be back? Unless you're going to have Hurts coming off the bench?
We had Hurts and him before. Have both tight ends.
Okay.
You should never let him go.
You got Julio Jones you don't use, Rashard Penny. Well, you want to run the football. Tight end. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. He don't do nothing else. I don't know why you have him there for. The mentor, the wide receivers. They sign these people and they don't use them. I'm confused. Like, why is Rashard Penny here?
I don't know. For insurance, case somebody get hurt in the playoffs run, I don't know.
I'm thinking they saving them for the playoffs.
They're not going to use Rashard Penny. They should have never signed him. And they're not going to use Julio Avery. Those guys, that money could have went to a damn linebacker because that moral stink. I see why he was floating out there on free agency all this late in the season.
Well,
wherever he was at, he got his ass bust.
Well, again, on the Eagle side, again, the linebackers do have a lot of injuries. Okay, on the linebacker front, N'Kobe Dean's supposed to have his breakout year. He's on the IR. I forget what he's on the IR for, but he's injured. So that's what. How long he's been injured? This is his second game or third game?
Probably third. I don't know.
Okay, so next week could be his last game. So the Cardinals, he can come back?
I guess. I don't know. I haven't been tracking how long they out for.
Well, it's 4 weeks if he's on the IR.
Depending on what type of injury it is, right?
Yeah, but it's at the end of the season. So if he was hurt that bad, they would have put him on the season-ending list. But if he's on the IR, I mean, 4 weeks, you can come back in 4 weeks, but it might
back be, in the day when you was on the IR, you was done for the season. There's some new shit they got going on.
Yeah, it's 4 weeks. You can come back. I mean, you can come back in 4 weeks, but it might be 6 or 7, you know. Uh-huh. But you can come back. But 4 weeks, you got to sit down for 4 weeks. All right, everybody, we have a special guest here. We got two-time winner, second time on a podcast, Mr. Joe West Coast. Joe, how you been?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. Hell of a game. I was sweating first quarter, I ain't going to lie. But, you know.
Why you sweating the first quarter? It's only 6-0.
I was sweating the first quarter because it was 6-0, but we had -6 yards, yo.
Yeah, but 6-0 is trash. I'll feel good if my team was one of the top teams and we only gave up 2 field goals in the first quarter. That is nothing to be worried about.
Not worried about the score. I was worried about how you guys were going up and down on the field on us.
Like up and down for 3 points, though. It don't matter. Three is trash when you put in a powerhouse. I'm
saying, but y'all were still having us, like, and I'm a realist. I'm a fan. Best believe I'm a fan, but I'm a realist. Like, Jalen Hurts is the truth, yo. So I figured if he could do that, then he was going to probably be able to do that the whole game. And eventually, y'all were going to score some touchdowns, not just get the field goals. Unfortunately for y'all, that's not how it went. But that's why I ain't going to lie.
Well, Philly fans was already upset with the two field goals because we already know what it is. You can't win these games against tough teams when you just get field goals. You got to score touchdowns. So while you being worried for your 49ers, we on the other side worried too, even though we up 6-0. That's nothing to be happy about.
Yeah, I come from a team that's had Jimmy Garoppolo as our quarterback. So we're not used to, you know, blowing up and doing all this stuff. So I'm still a little bit of a pessimist when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. And that's just me being a Niner fan. I was alive for all the glory years, but, you know, I've also been here for all the tough times. And all the times we, like, not done a goddamn thing but kick field goals. So I'm coming from that era. But at the end of the day, you know, six straight touchdown drives. I mean, our offense did our thing. You feel me?
Yeah, our defense didn't do shit. That's the problem. And before we started the podcast for the show, we talked about the defense. And I said, that's our problem. We're not even ranked in the top 10 in defenses. So we can't stop nobody. So we don't got no lead. We in trouble.
Yeah, you guys got some injuries. The whole middle of your defense is kind of jacked because no linebackers. You guys are signing people off practice squads. And
they look like they belong right back on the practice squad.
Yeah, lost your two safeties from last year. Y'all just ain't the same defense you were last year. And I don't know. Jalen Hurts can do a lot, but he can't play defense too. You feel me?
Right. So it goes back to the defensive coordinator with our soft bend but don't break soft coverage shit that we keep playing, letting all the underneath shit go. That's how you get hurt. Because shit, your boy Sammy's caught the underneath and took that shit 50 yards or some shit.
Yeah, that's kind of what we specialize in. When we had Jimmy at quarterback, that's all he could really do was throw underneath,
mm-hmm.
Stretch the field, and now that adds a whole another dimension to underneath.
Yes, that's Shanahan's offensive philosophy with the short.
Well,
kind of like the variation of the West Coast offense back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a variation of that. Short passes and make the wide receivers. What did John Madden used to call it? The yaks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool and all when you playing a team that got a solid defense, you can give it up. But our defense being trash, we can't get that shit up like that. We've been doing it all year. You saying we hurt, but even at the beginning of the season, when we started the season, we've been playing like this. And now we just got exposed on the big stage.
Yeah, y'all lost too many good players, yo. You can't recover from losing the Hargrave, losing the Gardner Johnson, losing your starting linebackers. Like that's hard to recover from, bro. And believe me, I know.
No, I'm not. I don't agree with that because even though we lost players, we also gained good players.
No, I disagree with you too, Philip. Because I kind of agree with you because the players are cool, the personnel is okay. It's everything is coming from the coaching staff.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so y'all putting this on Desai?
Definitely.
Oh hell yeah!
Our defense been trash all season, and we just got exposed this week. All
the offense too.
Yep. The last four games, we've been down in our first half, have to come back to try to squeak out a win. You can't play good teams and try that same shit.
Yeah, and I don't know who's calling the plays. I don't know if it's the offensive coordinator or the head coach, Nick Sirianni, but there's way too many screen plays that was thrown they called today. Not running the football and choosing too many screen plays.
Not running the ball shit is what's killing us. We don't run the ball in the first half, and then they try to pound the ball with Swift in the second half.
Right.
Hey, not to interrupt or anything, but I was watching the game with my son, and the whole game I was like, you guys aren't going to be able to run on us. You just can't do it.
You still got to try. We didn't even try.
Yeah, but, I mean, you weren't going to run on us, yo. That's our main focus. You ain't going to run on us.
It's easy to say that. It's easy to say when we didn't run and y'all beat us, but we could have said the same thing because ain't no running back run on us all year. And then here go your running back today busting our ass.
I disagree with that one also.
Our running back's pretty good though.
Yeah, but yeah. Not against us. No running back was killing us this year.
Okay, the top. Okay, Devontae Swift is one of the best running backs in the league. Do you agree?
Devontae Swift is definitely a top 7-8 running back in the league.
Okay, sure. But you give him 6 carries? Okay, now you're saying that you can't run on the San Francisco 49ers, right? Okay, if you're playing against the 49ers.
I'm saying that today y'all couldn't run on us. We didn't try, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Would you, if you had a top running back and you're playing against the 49ers defense with the good running game, would you only give your running back 6 carries?
Nah.
That's the problem right there. That's the problem with the Eagles.
Here's the thing. The first couple drives when y'all had success as far as yardage was concerned, I'm not talking about points. As far as yardage and y'all were driving on us. You guys drove on us without running the ball. So from the beginning, Sirianni knew that even though you guys were getting yards, it wasn't going to be in the run game.
Yeah, but that's bullshit because we just fell into your trap by not running the ball. So in the second half, now we can't run the ball because we down. You got to establish the run in the first half.
Yeah, but there was nothing there.
How do you know if you're not trying?
I think Sirianni realized, like, we ain't going to be able to run, and we're going to have Jalen win this game with his arm.
See, that's bullshit. You can't say we can't run when you don't try to run.
No, I feel you. I can see
if Swift had a whole bunch of carries and wasn't doing shit, then you say, all right, we can't run. But if you don't give him carries, you can't say we can't run. You can't run. You got to try to run before you can say you can't run.
In the handful of runs that Sirianni called in those first two drives, Y'all got like 2-3 yards every time, and Sirianni was like, this ain't gonna work. So I think he panicked and started passing too much.
See, well, that's the problem. That's been all year. It's not a panic move, it's that he don't really care about the run. So we've been doing this one week. Swift only had 2 touches in the first half. It wasn't we couldn't run, is we gave up on the run too early. And then once we take a lead in the second half, is when we start trying to run the ball again. But that shit won't work on no top team.
Yeah, I feel you. Like, me as a Niner fan, obviously, the only games I get to see when it comes to the Eagles are the nationally televised games. And those are the type of games where Swift went off. So I haven't seen the games that y'all are talking about where he gave up on the run too early. So that's a good thing about us being able to communicate and doing these types of things. Is y'all give us a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Feel me?
All right, so the first game of the season, Swift only had 2 carries. The second game of the season, he had 1 carry. You see what I'm talking about? That's the bullshit we talking about.
Right.
No, I got you. And, I mean, there's really, as Eagles fans, y'all know way more than I do when it comes to that shit, play calling and flow of game. But these last, 3-4 weeks, Swift's been a beast.
He's been solid.
Yeah, solid.
I wouldn't say a beast. I mean, 16 for 57, 18 for 43, 12 for 76, 14 for 80, and then 6 for 13. I wouldn't say beast. I would just call that solid.
I think most of those carries came in the second half. So that's
been a career for this season for the Eagles. All his carries come in the second half, so he don't get a chance to do nothing in the first half.
Yeah. No, I got you. Like I said, y'all watch more Eagles games than I do, but from like an outsider's perspective, that's what I've seen.
Right. The problem is with the coaching staff, the play calling, the schemes they're using. It's the problem there. That's where the problem lies. Like, okay, Hard Knocks is doing the end season with the Miami Dolphins. They need to do one with the Philadelphia Eagles, not on the field. Just what they talk about in the coaching half, I guarantee you it'd be more entertaining than the players, than them following around players.
Oh, yeah. I could imagine those coaching rooms.
Right. They probably sit in there and figure out how they can outsmart one another. And then that's the same thing that Phil and I was talking about the making Jalen Hurts do the Philly shove on, what was that, first and goal or second and goal?
Second and goal, I think.
Okay, so you can't find a running back or running play to run in there? Why would you do that?
Yeah. When it comes to them short yardage, goal line situations, that's all you got. But guess what? It's pretty damn good what y'all got.
Okay, but wait till it gets maybe fourth down. If you want to go for it on fourth down and you do it that way, or maybe third down, I give you that. But second, no.
You got to use your running backs. I think Swift only averages 12 carries a game. And 12 carries a game wouldn't put you at one of the top running backs. But because you have a high average per carry, he's pretty much doing that on his own with the little bit of workload he's getting. And that's bullshit. Like, give him some carries.
Yeah, that's true. Y'all got, you know, most teams in the NFL nowadays have a two, even three back type share system. And all y'all got is Swift. Gainwell is cool, but he ain't the number two to your one punch. You guys don't have a 1-2 punch. You just got
no Gainwell could be, but when you have a 1-2 punch, you got to run the ball. We don't run the ball enough to have a 1-2 punch.
Yeah. Yeah. You
can't even do a one punch with a running back because he don't get enough carries.
Well, if you want to call it a 1-2 punch as far as running, I think it goes Hurts and Swift. But you can't have your quarterback be one of your top running backs.
Right, and that's the problem. They need to stop calling quarterback sneaks and quarterback draws and run plays. Let him run on his own when ain't nobody open. Other than that, if you want to run the ball, hand it to the running back.
Yep.
Yeah, you do that enough, you're going to get your quarterback hurt.
Well, he's already hurt.
I was feeling it all when he went out, and I was like, hey, prayer for Hurts. Like, I hope he's good, you know, because at the end of the day, I don't want to see nobody hurt. Like, if we're going to win, we want to beat you at 100%. And
well, he wasn't 100% coming in the game. He was already playing hurt.
I don't think
he knocked him out the game again.
Everybody was talking about, like, his knee's good now. I don't think his knee's right yet, yo.
You can tell when he run if his knee is good or not. And he's still not good.
Yeah, it's not good. And it's one of those things where, like, he's playing every week and he doesn't give it time to heal.
The time to heal was in the fourth quarter when he was getting blown out. Just go ahead and let him rest and chill. Why is he still in the game taking hits?
Why do you put him back in there at risk of injury? Like, that's that's stupid. Like, the game was out of hand. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pretty sure that was mostly Hurts' decision. He was like, nah, I'm going in. I don't care what you say.
Nah, that's the coach.
You got to have the coaching staff to be like, nah, bro. Like, you're good.
Nah, I don't think the coach even thought about taking them out. No. You seen Swift almost got a concussion going across the middle. Why is he in the game in a blowout?
You got to have the coaching staff to be like, I don't give a fuck what you say right now, you're not going in.
But and see, I understand what you're saying if that was the case. I don't think that's the case. I think the coaching staff is just calling plays, expecting their starters to be there, not even thinking about taking them out.
Yeah, that's the wrong way to go about it.
Yeah. So, Mr. Joe, you heard us complaining about the Eagles. Anything you want to say about your San Francisco 49ers?
I mean, to be honest with you, like, I felt like if we were going to win, it was going to be a blowout. If y'all were going to win, it was going to be like a super close game that came down in the fourth quarter. You know, it was the former rather than the latter.
In other words, you said we were going to be suckers if we get a win, but if y'all win, y'all just going to kick our ass.
Yeah.
No, nothing like that. I got mad respect for y'all, dude. Like, I do not underestimate your team at all because, Jalen Hurts is a beast, dude. Like, that dude is the real deal. And I think the best thing that ever happened to Jalen Hurts was him getting benched in that national championship game at Alabama because I think at that point he was like, all right, I'm going to show y'all. And he has. And I got so much respect for that dude. And your team is the truth. At the end of the day, this is a regular season game. All right? We did what we had to do. If you guys do what you should do, you guys should get the number one seed. Y'all had a gauntlet of games these last 4 or 5 weeks. And for y'all right now to be 4-1, that's a win for y'all. Okay, let's say we didn't win this game and we lost and you lost another game. You would still been 4-1, right? And you guys have just shown that you know what to do. And you guys have done it not playing your best ball. And obviously today you didn't play your best ball. So I'm glad we won today, obviously. But we're going to see you again. And depending on how y'all play the rest of the season, especially next week, it's going to be a huge game for y'all next week because basically I think next week decides if we're going to play you at Philly again or we're going to play you at Levi's. Because at the end of the day, it's going to come down to us too because
Cowboys ain't shit though. Cowboys.
So all right, next week the 49ers play the Seattle Seahawks. It's a home game, and give us your thoughts on that game.
So last week we played the Seahawks. This week we play the Eagles. Then we play the Seahawks again. Then we play the Cardinals. That's pretty fitting for Thanksgiving because we eating birds all day.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Birds all, I'm not worried about the Seahawks, yo. We kind of own our division. I mean, yep. Y'all see that outside, right?
These damn 49ers got, other than the Ravens, got an easy ass schedule.
Oh, I forgot. Come those through. More birds. More yep. Ravens. More birds. I'm going to that game.
I should have never said anything.
More birds. I forgot we get to eat more birds on Christmas. And you know, you eat turkey on Thanksgiving, but you know, some of them white folk eat turkey on Christmas too. So we'll be there eating some more birds, you feel me?
Okay, so you think it's an easy kick against the Seahawks, huh?
Oh, yeah. Ain't no thing. Seahawks ain't no thing. We got it. Like, I feel about the Seahawks like the Seahawks felt about us in the early 2012s when they always had our number. That's how I feel. So we got to eat turkey on their field, get a little revenge game. I'm not tripping off the Seahawks. I don't even think the Seahawks are going to make the playoffs. Hey, look it. Rams won today. They're tied with the Seahawks. They're 6-6.
Yeah,
Rams coming up. Seahawks are going down. They're trending in the wrong direction. So if there's any team I'm worried about, it's our biggest rival in the West, which is not the Seahawks, like everybody says. It's the Rams. But at this point, we've been killing everybody in the West, so I'm not really worried about it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, they got the Seahawks, the Cardinals, the Ravens, like you said, on Christmas, Commanders on New Year's Eve. And the Rams on January the 7th. Boy, that's I'm assuming that's going to be a flex game. That's an easy schedule coming up, other than the Ravens.
Yeah, and then once you guys get past, if you guys could get past Dallas next week, I thought I saw your schedule. After that, you guys should win every game, I think. So the big test is Dallas. I think if you beat Dallas, you sweep the rest of the season, you still get home field.
Right. The Seahawks, the Giants on Christmas, the Cardinals on New Year's Eve, and the Giants again. I think that they made – no, the Giants is not a flex game. I think they made Monday night the Seahawks flex game. I don't know when that game is going to be between the Eagles and Giants, but if we can get past Dallas, those games will be easy.
Yeah, I think your two toughest games left. If you beat the Cowboys and y'all beat the Seahawks, you guys home free. Like, you're good. Right. Mm-hmm. And all like, I ain't gonna lie, we're gonna have to go back to Philly.
And you think the same outcome is gonna happen? this game.
If we go back to Philly, I mean, there's what, 5 weeks left after the season. It's the NFL. A lot of things can happen. Injuries can happen. The 49ers, when it comes to the 49ers, the most important thing is our health.
Right.
We lose Debo, that's a big thing. We lose Trent Williams, that's a big thing. If we lose Ayuk, that's a big thing. Obviously, if we lose Purdy, that's a big thing. And just one of those players switches up our offense because it limits the things we can do in personnel. We run a lot of 21 personnel, which is two backs, right? But we could run Juszczyk out at the fullback or the halfback. We could run Debo at the halfback or the fullback. We could run McCaffrey out the halfback or the fullback. We lose one of those, it limits who you're taking serious in those positions. So our health is major. So I'm not going to say anything about what's going to happen if we do end up going back to Philly. If we're healthy, I feel good about it. If we have all of our players, I feel good about it. If we down one of our players, McCaffrey or Debo, I don't feel so good about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, Mr. Joe. First of all, thank you for being the first guest on this so far season of us doing the Eagles game, because no one came on with us. You was the first person so far, and it's all already at the end of the season. So so definitely won't. Say it again.
We're going to see each other again. I'll be back on.
Right, because, okay, the Cowboys is a Sunday night game. Seahawks is a Monday night game. The Giants is no one's on New York is going to come in and join us. Cardinals, we can get our boy from Arizona to join us on the Cardinals game. Then we got the Giants again. Two New York games. New York Giants is not going to come on with us. They're going see. People think that when I'm asking them to join with us, that we're going to like talk shit about their team and all that stuff. No, we don't do that. We just talk football.
Exactly. Talk football. Be real about it. That's all.
Right. They think like, oh, your team sucking, your team this and that. No, we don't talk that way.
No, not at all. But one thing I do want to hit up is last time we talked was a couple years ago, right? That morning Philly game.
Yeah.
Dude, how much has Marvel fell off, dude?
All right. The last time you was on there, wasn't last year. It was the year before last.
Remember when y'all were complaining about Jalen Hurts always underthrowing his passes?
Right. So the Avengers was already out, right?
Yeah. All that was already out.
You're right. So it's been She-Hulk. Secret Invasion, I didn't think it was all that bad. People gave that shitty reviews. Did you watch Secret Invasion?
Okay, I watched it all.
Okay, what was your thoughts?
Okay, people come to expect these Disney Plus series to be like movies.
Right.
Kind of were, and now they're a little bit falling off. I like Secret Invasion. It's a lot about dialogue rather than action, which I appreciate.
Yeah, people gave that a whole lot of like a bad reviews, and I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, well, what was the big deal about it? The Marvels was I didn't think the Marvels was all that bad as they say. It was a whole lot of shit they could have kept out, like the singing planet.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was stupid.
And the scene with the cats swallowing everybody to escape.
Yeah. I mean, it was stupid, but it kind of made sense.
Yeah, I would have just had them go into one of it's enough pods for y'all to go down the planet Earth with. Instead of these cats swallowing everybody and
and where did they get all those cats from?
Yeah, because how did that dog? How did the cat get pregnant?
I don't know, man. Maybe like some interspecies shit. I don't know.
Oh, I
just y'all with the Marvel take real quick because I know y'all nerds like me.
I'm thinking like what else came by that we didn't talk about Marvel wise.
Loki season two
wasn't bad. What was your thoughts on that?
Loki season two was cool. Somebody told me that they were supposed to end it at season two, but I mean, I think that they could stretch that out for a couple more seasons. And I just like the way they approach Loki, really well written.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, it's more well written than the last few movies that have come out, like. Quantumania. I didn't like Quantumania. Wasn't feeling Quantumania.
Mm-hmm. Thor. Thor.
Thor was okay. It was kind of like they're like
trash.
It's too much comedy in it for me.
Yeah, and that's why that was the last movie that dude directed. He's not going to direct any more Thor movies. But I did hear about Robert Downey Jr. coming back for Iron Man. I'm hyped about that.
Now
I didn't hear that, really.
Yeah, is this I'm thinking they're doing this in a like the multiverse type of thing.
Exactly. They got so many options now. They can bring have like the Incredible Hulk being like mixed with Spider-Man type shit with all this multiverse stuff.
Right. Because what I think that majority of the Deadpool movie, but what they say from what I read about, that's what it's going to be. Like him, he has the cable time machine watch.
And
he can go to different multiverses, and I'm thinking that he's going to be running in these type of things. That's why. When is Robert Downey Jr. supposed to be in the movie?
They just announced it, and they didn't say how it was going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be like actually in a movie.
Right.
It might be one of the spinoff series, maybe even like animation type shit, like the What If series. I don't know if y'all into What If.
Yeah, I like that show.
Yeah, so they didn't explain like where it's going to happen, but they just said that it's going to happen. So I'm just looking forward to what medium they're going to bring in. I hope it's some movies, but you know, maybe it's just a cameo in some off one type project. But regardless of it, it'd still be dope to have back in there.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking Secret Wars. Secret Wars, because you know, they all can come back or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Mr. Joe West Coast, do you want to give us your social media?
Yeah, you can hit me up at goldblood_408 on Twitter. And that's really about it. You know, I ain't into all that. I got my peoples. You guys are my peoples. And you guys do a real good job. And thanks for having me, man, for real.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for joining us. All right, you can reach the Judgmental Zed on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and subscribe to our YouTube at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at the_judgmentals, or you can email us at PNLJudgmentals@gmail.com. So, all right, Phil.
All right, y'all. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
All right, y'all have a good one, and we'll see y'all in January, for real.
All right.
All right, man. All right.